Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY27 results conference call of MIS Management Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of MIS Management Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Debajit Chaudhary, Managing Director, and Mr. Kannan Mukherjee, Chief Financial Officer of the company. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. Debajit Chaudhary for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to MIS Management Limited's earnings conference call to discuss our financial and operational performance for the first quarter of FY27. Let me begin with a brief overview of the company. MIS Management is an established integrated security and facility management services provider with over four decades of operating experience. Our service portfolio spans security services, integrated facility management, housekeeping, electronic security and CCTV solutions, payroll processing, investigation, and other allied support services. We serve a wide range of corporate, institutional, and government clients across multiple sectors and geographies. Coming to our financial performance for the quarter, we have started FY27 on a healthy note. On a consolidated basis, total income stood at 115.44 crores, registering a year-on-year growth of 15.68%. EBITDA increased by 36.24% year-on-year to 9.22 crores, while the EBITDA margin expanded by 121 basis points to 7.99%. Net profit stood at 6.4 crores, growing 35% year-on-year, with the net profit margin improving by 81 basis points to 5.54%. EPS of the quarter stood at 3.23 rupees, representing growth of 3.53% year-on-year. The improvement in profitability and margins reflects our continued focus on operating discipline, contract quality, and efficient execution. Our operational scale also continued to expand during the quarter. The number of employees increased from 18,673 as of March 2026 to 19,154 as of July 2026, reflecting the continued addition of new assignments and expansion across existing contracts. During the quarter, we witnessed healthy order inflows across both private and government clients. We received five work orders from Reliance Projects and Property Management Services worth 30.77 crore rupees for housekeeping, MEP electrical, and ancillary services. In addition, we secured facility management contracts across seven Reliance Group entities valued at 14.94 crore rupees, taking the combined value of orders from the Reliance Group to 45.71 crore. We also received two orders from NESCO Limited worth rupees 1.94 crore for the deployment of facility supervisors in attendance. Further, we secured an order worth rupees 36.71 lakhs from West Bengal Public Department for housekeeping services at the new Secretariat building. These wins demonstrate our ability to deepen relationships with large existing customers while simultaneously expanding our presence across institutional and government engagements. Looking ahead, our focus will remain on profitable and cash flow accretive growth rather than pursuing top-line expansion at the expense of margins or working capital discipline. Maintaining the right balance between growth, profitability, and operating cash flow will remain central to our approach while evaluating new opportunities. We continue to see opportunities across both the government and private sectors. In the government segment, our established credentials provide opportunities to participate in large tenders and expand geographically, while in the private sector, we see scope is to deepen client relationships through a broader combination of security, housekeeping, facility management, and technical services. We also believe the increasing formalization of the security and facility management industry can create greater opportunities for organized and compliant players like NIS, particularly as clients place greater emphasis on compliance, workforce documentation, and execution capability. We remain optimistic about the prospects of our CCTV and electronic security business, supported by improving ability of compliant equipment and expected tender activity. We also see renewed opportunities in the skill development and vocational training segments where government programs are beginning to see increased activity. Overall, we are encouraged by the start of financial year 27 and remain focused on disciplined execution, improving profitability, strengthening cash flows, and building a stronger platform for sustainable growth. We continue to work towards our stated objective of crossing 500 crores in the consolidated revenue during the 27th. While maintaining appropriate discipline on margins and working capital. With that, I would now like to open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Keval Gala from Gala Ventures. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, you had guided for approximately 12-15% revenue growth and crossing rupees 500 crores in FY27. So, with quarter one revenue growth at approximately 16% and EBITDA margin at approximately 8%, is there scope to raise FY27 revenue and margin guidance?
Good afternoon, sir. Our CFO will respond to this.
So currently, there are two things that will happen. One is that last year we got certain major contracts like the Haldia Docks, Reliance retail stores around 130-140 stores in Gujarat. We started the work in January, but we ultimately got the work order in April. So, and then there was the Patna Secretariat, then there was the Irrigation Department of West Bengal, etc. So what we are seeing is that last year we would have, whatever revenues we had booked from November, December onwards, that will get booked for the entire year during this financial year. And on the other hand, we have provided investors with information regarding the work orders that we have gotten this year, we are confident that we should be able to, cross the 500 crore mark during the current financial year at the pace that we are going on a year-on-year basis. Regarding the EBITDA margins, normally our first quarter EBITDA is better, but it tends to moderate during the second and the third quarter while picking up again in the fourth quarter. So whether there is going to be an expansion at the EBITDA margin at a percentage level is hard to say.
Okay. And what is the current quarter one Q1 FY27 revenue contribution from each business segment, and how has the segment mix changed compared to with FY26?
Current quarter on quarter contribution is we have June 26 numbers. Security, we have done around 54 crores, 54.98 crores. Housekeeping, we have done around 41.88 crores. IFM, we have done 10.28 crores. Payroll services, we have done around 3.40 crores, totaling up to 110.53 crores. CCTV, we have done around 2.11 crores. small security and housekeeping services, we have done around 1.29 crore. Our vocational training, we have done around 50 lakhs. And yeah, that is the revenue breakup. And in terms of profitability, the manpower business typically has a very similar profitability. So the EBITDA of the security, housekeeping, payroll, etc., that is provided in the standalone financials itself at an EBITDA of around 9.95%. Regarding NIS Facility Management Services, which provides CCTV and small security services, CCTV services has incurred a loss of around 1.27 lakhs at a PAT level. Manpower services have resulted in a profit of 5.16 lakhs. Vocational training in LLP, Kithika LLP and Kithika Academy have done a net loss of around 57 lakhs. And NIS Management has done a PAT of around 6.93 crores.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it, sir. Yeah. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshit from RoboCapital. Please proceed.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand what sort of debt outlook do we have for FY 2027 and 2028? What kind of debt can we expect?
What kind of debt can we expect?
Yeah. What will be our debt level for the next 2 years, for this year and the next year?
There will be no increase in debt. Debt levels will stay the same. There will be no increase in debt.
Got it.
So.
So what is your right, right. Yes, please, please go on, sir.
Yeah. Sorry. You were going to ask something else?
Yes, sir. So my second question is regarding free cash flow. So what kind of free cash flows are we targeting to make for this year and next year? What approach do we have over there?
Yeah. I think so basically, what has happened in the last 3, 4 years, our free cash flow, which is in our industry, although CapEx is not a big part, but you will see in 2024, 2025, there was a CapEx at a consolidated level because of the food and supply contract that we had gotten. So on an average, we do around 8-9 crores of free cash flow in the last 3, 4 years. This year, I think we should be able to do see, we are in the pipeline. There are 2, 3 interesting things that have happened. One is that we've got a DDU/GigaVi project for Odisha, which yeah.
Skill development.
Yeah. Skill development, which is the DDU/GigaVi skill development project, which we have already given. We've already uploaded on the exchange. That is for 7.93 crores. Now, that is a high-margin contract. We are expecting to bill around 4 crores this year. Now, we are also expecting 2 big projects of around 15-18 crores from the Mumbai police and traffic. So these are also around 25%-30%. Then one of the banks, larger banks where we work with HDFC Bank, has kind of asked us to set up a command and control center, which is more CCTV-driven. But the investment currently, the investment that we are looking at is around 1 crore to set up the entire control room, the wooden wall panels, etc., etc. So we are expecting a reasonable around 1.5-2 crores from HDFC Bank also. These are high-margin contracts. Now, considering the high margin of this, our aim is if we can move the system's revenue from the current 13-14 crore range to the 30 crore range, then I think our free cash flow will improve from the 8-9 crore range to around the 13-14 crore range. So that is currently the aim. I mean, we are working towards that, you know, goal to move, to change the level of our free cash flow from an average of 8 or 9 every year to around a 13, 14 on a year-on-year basis.
Right. Understood. So my last question is regarding, like, is there any possibility that, you know, we have any aspirations of, like, growing 20%? Like, we are, you know, we have grown, like, 16% this year. So, like, any possibility of growing more than 15%, let's say around 20%?
Right. See, we are a 40-year-old company, right? And one of the things that has happened in the last 40 years, although I have been here for only 3 years, but what I've understood is that, you know, we have been, we have understood what a bad contract looks like and what a good contract looks like. So there are quite, you know, there are a lot of contracts which are available in the market, but we, you know, we are in a very good position where we can afford to also be a little choosy in terms of, you know, payment cycles and understanding the value of the service to the client. I'll give you an example for that. For example, we are becoming much, you know, we are gradually moving towards, let's say, the banking sector. Although the margins are lower in the banking sector, but the payments are better, the cycle is better. On the other hand, we are moving more towards the manufacturing sector, where the payments are not that great. I mean, the cycle is not that great, but in terms of margins, they are much more superior. Why? Because a security guard outside a warehouse is an asset for them, you know? So they are, you know, the entire inventory is managed by the security guards and the CCTV cameras and everything. So same for warehousing sector also. So, but, you know, how, for example, housing societies is something that we are not willing to go. We have very few housing society clients. We are not willing to go. On the other side, we have something like the government contract. Government contracts, you are aware in terms of the GeM bidding, nowadays, they have brought down the percentage to 3.85%. So at L1, everybody is bidding at 3.85%. Now, we have been able to retain non-GeM contracts by, you know, through the higher bids and everything. But as things move more towards GeM contracts in the manpower sector, you know, we will have to be a little more choosy in that range as well. That is why we are focusing more on, you know, CCTV projects and DDUGKY projects, larger revenues, one-year execution, you know, once you get the money, the profit also comes along with it and everything. So, you know, the hope is to grow that 20%, definitely, but also while ensuring that the strength of the balance sheet is not compromised. I think Mr. Chaudhary would like to add something to this.
Okay. So you will see that, basically, we are doing a bit of a restructuring within our operations in the business. You see, we are already pretty well occupied with manpower deployment, whether it is in the security guarding sector or in the housekeeping, cleaning sector and such other labor-intensive facility management sector. So that is one. Now, what we have started doing is, firstly, we have started adding more components to these two primary manpower elements. In the security, the component is being added through gradually CCTV systems, access control systems, many such technologies which are available today, which gives a very good security solution to our customers. And bringing those solutions in within our total offerings, what we hope to do is basically bring in a mix in the whole contract size and gradually increase the percentage of percentage share of say technology devices and such other things within security guarding contract we should be able to improve our margins on these areas. This is one aspect of it. Similarly, in the facility management end of the contracts where we have been primarily giving a lot of cleaning services and through our operating cleaners and others, now we are gradually moving rather strongly towards two or three elements of the work. One is, of course, increasing the components of mechanization within the contracts. Like I will give you an example, in the airports today when we do the contracts, earlier these airport contracts were typically housekeeping contracts with a huge manpower service provided, manpower service along with a lot of chemicals and other things. Today, the contracts have basically transformed into mechanized environmental support services, which means that there are mechanizations, which is a very, very significant part of the whole thing. We are doing a facade cleaning of Kolkata Airport, and which we propose to increase over these coming periods in a larger way. And these facade cleaning has a component of labor, like glass cleaners and others. But what is very important is that we have more and more components of lifts, which are basically scissor lifts, and you have dual mast operating lifts and cranes, which allow our boys and girls to work at heights. And thus, what is happening is our component, mix in within the contract is shifting gradually towards mechanization and electronics. We are also exploring the potential of having a few AI-driven cleaning machines. You may have already seen those happen in a few malls and even in airports. And so these will also increase the gross margin of the entire operating structure. So what we are looking at in security and cleaning, and in security also there will be plenty of devices which are coming about. Access control systems with boom barriers and such other things are coming about, and we are very well poised to provide these services. And we have already started offering, like Kanad a little while ago told you that HDFC we are having, we are about to have, we are on the final stages of discussion and negotiation of a contract for providing centralized integrated command and control center, which is typically a very large control room structure for a cluster of branches, which could be even a cluster of, say, 100 branches, bank branches. And that will be the service, entire service will be provided by us. What will happen, you see, we already have a very significant number of security guards who are performing in HDFC. And now, with the inclusion of this, in which we are expecting, as Kanad has told a little while ago, that we are expecting a quite a bit of high margin monthly subscriptions from our customers, the entire composition of the contract would shift away from a very low margin banking, typically manpower security driven contract to a composite security solution for the banks. So, and once we have this kind of an achievement coming from the banks, we are also expecting a very similar kind of outcome within the other sectors. So I believe these are going to give us a lot of potential, which will help in margin improvement significantly.
So, sir, with all this development, how do we see the EBITDA margin moving from 7% and then move to, let's say, 8 to 9% in the next 1 or 2 years? Like, what is the trajectory we have in mind?
Yeah, so there is, there is a point to this. Our fundamentally our margin growth that happens is happens from project businesses, which is the CCTV project or the DDU-GKY project, etc. Whose revenue growth is not as at par with the kind of growth that we typically see in the security facility management sector, because that is more commoditized and more manpower driven. So because the share of these project businesses is still catching up with the overall commoditized business, It's hard to see that there is going to be a margin expansion per se, unless there is a very significant growth in the project business.
I would just like to add a word is that, you see, although it is difficult to really give you a very clear estimate of the total margin improvement, but the more combinations of electronics we can bring into the whole structure, we are going to see an increment in the margins. So I would expect at least, say, an increase of about 1-2% in the EBIT area over the next 2 years or so.
All the best.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please proceed.
So, Mr. Chaudhary, I wanted to understand what's the net debt on the company as on date?
At a standalone basis, it is around 69 crores, and on a consolidated basis, it is around 82 crores.
No, I am asking for net debt, which is net of cash. I can see we have 67 crore cash
On. In that case, we have more cash than debt as on March. But currently, at a at a standalone level, as of June, what I can tell you is that we had around 60 crores in cash and 69 crores in debt.
And also, I can see we have a lot of short-term loan and advance, other current assets. So, what exactly is that?
So these are typically advances that we give to vendors for IFM projects, and these are circular in nature. So as the business grows, it becomes essential to kind of grow the loans and advances as well.
So Mr. Chaudhary, what
is also include loans and advances to related parties such as Kichita Academy.
So basically, what is the working capital days in our business?
I think working capital days would be around three months or so.
3 months, okay. Now, Mr. Chaudhary, we came out with the IPO last year at 111 rupees and we raised 52 crores. And today the market price is 46 rupees, so the stock price is down 60%. And fortunately, we have a good balance sheet. There is not much debt. So why don't we do a open market share buyback of 13 lakh shares for it will cost us merely 6 crore rupees and the promoter shareholding will increase from 69% to 75%, which is the maximum permitted. And it will basically we'll be spending just 11% of the money we raised last year in the IPO. So, and it will boost the confidence of the shareholders also because the number of the shares outstanding will reduce. So, the earning per share will increase automatically. So, what are your thoughts on this?
There are certain issues. One is when we raise the IPO fund, we have a plan for growing this business substantially. Okay, and we today also intend to utilize the entire capital for growing the business. And over the last 4 years, we have added several structures, as I said, several vertical structures to our business, which will help us to grow the business significantly over the next 2-3 years. In fact, if we look at it up to even 2030, we will have a significant growth. And we are just creating the structures which will help us to build that growth. We are orienting more and more towards electronics business. We are orienting a lot on the skill development issues because we see that the skill development opportunity opening up again. And the skill development actually is also a pretty capital intensive function because we have to open up lots of training centers, and which require quite a bit of capital expenditures. We have to set up labs and everything. So what happens, sir, is that instead of trying to basically give back the cash and get back our equities, et cetera. We are still very focused on increase the entire value of the business. In spite of the challenge, I'm fully aware, and I acknowledge that the challenge is a very serious challenge, and we would not have loved to come to a stage where we have our price today's politics. It also means at the same time that we now can actually grow the whole structure over a period of time. I'm almost sure, sir, that we shall be able to make a very good utilization of our capital. And then we can, of course, look at paying back our investors in a handsome way.
Basically, Mr. Chaudhary, you are saying that in the first, if we spend 6 crores, which was our profit in the first quarter, our net worth is 202 crores. Basically, 6 crores is less than 3% of our net worth. Are you telling me that if you spend your first quarter profit, then the company will not be able to grow?
No, we actually, as I said, we are looking at growing in different diversified areas, which would take a little time for getting the results back. You see, like, as I said, the skill development, we have just been awarded with a skill development project for Odisha. This project will have a gestation period of about 6 months or so in setting up the entire infrastructure, while we will also start providing the training. Then we shall require the cash during this period, sir. This is one. Of course, when we are trying to grow at 15% right now and gradually trying to move towards a higher percentage, we shall require a higher working capital provision for making the payrolls and complying with all the statutory requirements. The funds will be required, sir.
I think, Mr. Chaudhary, talk is cheap, but actions speak louder than words. I think if at the 60% discount at which you sold the same share last year, if you cannot buy it back, I think that itself is enough commentary about the strength of the business. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miten Shah, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for giving opportunity. One of the question has already been, raised by just earlier call regarding the, use of cash that is meant. Okay, I understood. The other thing what I wanted to ask is that, of the total proceeds of almost 51.75 crores, that had been raised, have all of them been utilized so far, or what is the status, if you can just update regarding the same?
Yeah. Currently, as on June 2026, IPO funds which are available is around 36.85 crores.
Okay. Still balance, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you said, working capital days of 3 months is roughly around 90 days, basically. Which vertical, has the maximum working capital, of the five verticals that we serve?
That would be the CCTV business.
CCTV
business is the longest working capital, yeah.
But isn't that also a loss-making as of now? If I were to
In the quarter June, yes, because we've already deployed, to the existing projects which are there with Mumbai traffic, and we had raised, we had given an intimation to the exchange about the Mumbai traffic project. Then there are two projects with Webel, one with PWD. So because of that, it is showing a loss currently, but it is our most profitable segment, sir.
So it will stabilize going forward. Is that the correct?
In the September quarter, it will stabilize. Yes, by September, when the bills start, when we start raising the bills, it will stabilize.
Yeah. Also, am I right in understanding? If we were to compare ourselves with any of the listed peers, would companies like SIS or Updater Services, though I'm not talking about size, I'm talking about the sectors that we serve. Are they comparable in any ways or in any verticals?
So I will let Mr. Chaudhary answer that question.
Sure.
Sir, let us look at it this way, that what we do, not any of our competitors typically our peers, I would say, typically do all of those services in the same way in the same geographies. Okay. So, say there are companies like SIS, which has a very wide range, but at the same time, they also have cash management services and things like that, which we do not do. And we do not have cash management services. We have a very high focus on skill development. And SIS, although it has a training background and it has a very sound training infrastructure, it is still not in the business of providing skill development. So that area is there. And typically for others, like if you are talking about some businesses who would be giving facility management services but do not provide electronic security services. So it is not really a typically apple-to-apple comparison, but our peers, I mean, we were in the similar sectors. We do, collectively, you would see that most agencies work with a combination of the offerings. Now, some of us have maybe a wide array of combination and some others may have a more focused combination towards specialty management and such, like updaters and others. So that is it, sir.
So it's like maybe only some of the verticals are comparable or are in the same business. Am I right? Not all
I
of them.
I would say so, sir. Because say there are companies which are more security focused than facility management focused. And there are companies who are security and facility management focused but do not do CCTV and
understand. Understood. So, so having understood this, so is there any seasonality in the businesses? In the business, you know.
Yes, in each of the verticals, there are very strong similarities. I would tell you that, say, the moment we bid for a government contract in any of the categories, whether it is for security, whether it is for CCTV, and or for facility management, integrated facility management, we compete on a peer-to-peer basis, and there are very, very strong, significant similarities because the government tenders and others, they require a particular set of qualifications and credentials only when we can bid for a large contract. And say a company like SIS and ourselves, we bid on security and facility management contracts in a government contract on almost on a similar offerings, although SIS is much larger.
I wasn't asking similarity. I was asking, is there any seasonality in the business? Seasonality.
Very little. Ours is a regular maintenance. It comes within the regular maintenance and surveillance requirements. So, you see, our work has a... in fact, I think our experience in the COVID also, it showed that if a particular facility continues to function, if it doesn't stop down, then it continues to require both the security, facility management, and the surveillance verticals almost irrespective of the terms, the seasons, or even the footfalls often.
Got it, got it. So, I mean, the company is established almost 40 years back. So, is it that it is the second generation, I mean, are you the second generation who is, you know, in charge of the charge of the helm? Or if you can just brief me about the, you know, past of the company.
I will tell you. We have a board, which is a very strong board, and which actually has people who had been... say our independent director, Mr. Kaposnag, had been the managing director of Western Coalfields, and we have a non-executive director who had been associated with companies like Ellen Mittal and others for very extended period of time. So we have a lot of experience within this structure. In the management team also, what is happening is we have actually, say, if I would say the among the management team, I am the senior most in age also in the whole group. And then gradually our management team comes down to even ages of about, say, today about 30, 35, and they are taking on very serious roles. So this company is looking towards a pretty professional succession instead of just a founder-level, family-level succession. But many in the family are involved, and we are looking at a succession over the next few years and after the decade with a pipeline where gradually at least 4 or 5 of the members will be able to take up the current senior positions. And
got
their
it.
Age would be pretty low. They would come within the 50, 55 odd category to about 30, 35, because we do a lot of software. And our management in incumbents in the software category are very low age.
Understood. So, but the reason I ask, you know, Mr. Chaudhary, is that like since almost 40 years, in the industry, so good pedigree, good experience. Having said that, you know, at roughly around 430, 450 crores odd, you know, revenue clicking on the top line, anywhere in the past or, you know, of any thought process on any acquisition as such, because 40 years is a good time, you know, to scale up by wide of, you know, inorganic activities. So that's the reason I asked. I mean, did the company shy away from inorganic acquisition as such or?
So we do look at acquisitions. In fact, we will possibly have to going forward, not immediately, and I cannot give you a date or anything, but we will possibly have to have a more acquisition towards, as we move towards higher technology areas, because our company is gradually shifting towards the technology fields. We have started working a lot within ourselves. As we already have a department which is in software for the last 20 odd years, and we have never actually been using that department for our own support services. But today we are bringing in these departments, and as we bring these departments, we realize that there are occasions when we need to bring in new kind of infrastructures and talents within the business, which can happen through acquisitions. And we are also looking at such possibilities. I cannot give you a very specific answer on this right now, but
correct.
It would happen over a period of time, sir.
The reason I'm asking, you know, because obviously we discussed that SI is not exactly apple to apple peer, you know, but more or less similar business in some verticals, you know, they have been growing by wide of, you know, inorganic activities basically. So, or alternately, if I may ask, have any time, you know, the company been approached by this option of this larger peers for acquisition?
These things, as I said, again, a 40-year-old business doing strong in the government areas and in multiple geographies of multiple states. So naturally, there have been offers to take up and discuss all these things. And again, in among the peers, you know, we know each other so very well among the teams. So these kind of discussions do go on. But I will tell you very frankly, sir, as of being acquired, NIS doesn't really have any plan of taking that up in the near future. As far as the acquisitions, certain offers, certain discussions do come to us. But what happens, I will tell you very frankly, sir, as we have seen many acquisitions in the past in our industry categories, not all acquisitions have been very successful. One of the major reasons is labor is a very sensitive element, and there are lots of statutes. So taking over organizations which are available, which will help us to improve our top line very significantly, but we would consider such pure manpower-based acquisitions at a later date, sir. Not right now at all.
No, understood very clearly. I mean, and what you said, I totally allude to that, because that is what happened to one of the peers, what we discussed. They struggled a lot and they are sort of stabilizing as of now. I really appreciate for your candid response and very transparent response. Really appreciate and thanks for giving me the opportunity. I wish you all the
best.
Thank
you very much, sir. Pleasure talking.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidhi Purohit from Phoenix Capitals. Please proceed.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, roughly what percentage of your revenue currently comes from West Bengal? And with this, with the recent wins in Gujarat, Maharashtra and Bihar, how quickly do you see see the geography concentration coming down?
So currently currently it's around 72 to 73%, because right now what is in Gujarat and Maharashtra, I think I had mentioned in either in some conference earlier or in some earnings call only, our head of marketing is based out of Bombay, right? She lives in Bombay. She travels to Gujarat. She's currently in Delhi. And that is the belt that we have kind of, like, we operate out of a senior management team. And we have asked her to grow that belt, and which is how these contracts are now showing up in that region. In West Bengal, what happens is that we already are a known name, at least among the companies that require security facility management services. And, you know, with right now there is at least an environment of industrial push that is happening. Like, for example, you would have read in the news that Lux has, started a new factory in West Bengal. Now, Lux was our earlier customer. Lux has automatically given us another factory, this new factory. So, this push that is coming in is really benefiting us. We are seeing that more factories, more warehouses in Howrah, they are growing. And these factories are kind of giving us work. And warehouses are giving us work. So I don't see per se the West Bengal growth will continue to be at par with our national diversification. But I don't see West Bengal growth in West Bengal slowing down, which means that I don't see the share of West Bengal in our total revenue coming down significantly. But Mr. Chaudhary may have some different viewpoints.
Well, I can only add to that we have not been seeing a whole lot of CCTV and similar contracts coming along the West Bengal government side. And you see typically the CCTV and similar businesses require a huge government support and push for growth of that industry. And what we are now expecting is a lot more of these kind of tenders coming out in the market, and if they come about, then we shall definitely be getting a lot of benefit out of it, and we are in a very good position to take advantage of the situation. So yes, as Kanad says, and West Bengal will possibly, if at any time over the last few years, couple of years, etc., we had felt that the share of business in rest of India will grow higher than typically West Bengal. But what we are expecting, and it's a satisfactory thing, that we are expecting that West Bengal will also grow equally and help us to maintain the same percentages, of course. But having said so, we now are also looking at quite a few more business in Bihar and Odisha. So these two are also very fast emerging sectors in the east, and we have already started seeing benefits coming out of that to us.
Hello. The increase in minimum wages and statutory employee costs is contractually passed on to the client. But is there any time lag between paying employees and recovering the higher cost from the customers? And does this have any temporary impact on margins or working capital?
Yeah, so we, of course, give the wages first, and then we raise a bill on the client, and then the client pays typically in 3 months. That is our DSO cycle.
So what is the current status of the CCTV tender pipeline, and when do we expect this business to start contributing meaningfully to revenue?
Yeah, so like I said a while back, we are expecting a significant tender from Mumbai. This year we had already gotten a tender from Mumbai traffic of around 2.18 crores. We are expecting another one or two tenders between the range of, you know, 15 to 18 crores. And then, like we said, that, you know, HDFC Bank has, you know, we are in the final stage of negotiating with HDFC Bank for the command and control center, which should also, you know, there are 100, 150 branches which are provided, and we should get another 2 crores revenue, because this is in the subscription model. Now coming to the AMC contract, we are expecting AMC contract from the New Kolkata Development Authority that would be worth 6 crores, but that is in the final stages of tendering, so we are yet to hear from them. And apart from that also, we have approached companies like SAIL, and we believe that during this year we should be meaningfully engaged with SAIL in their various projects at the Burnpur factory, and which is in West Bengal itself, at the Burnpur factory, and we should be able to convert at least to the extent of 4 to 5 crores. So my estimation is that we should achieve something around 30 crores this year against 13 to 14 crores last year, and that would be double of what we did last year, and then gradually step up our project acquisition in this sector.
Thank you, sir. I'll join back the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Diya Jain from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Hi sir, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
So why did we have a loss in this ECTV segment this quarter, and how do we look at FY28 in terms of revenue and margins?
In the CCTV segment, typically, ma'am, during the first quarter, these project businesses incur a loss. It was the same last year also, where the loss was to the tune of around 1.5 crores, because we were executing a very big project. These typically stabilized by the September quarter. So, I wouldn't worry a lot about that. Last year, we did not come out with June numbers because we were not listed. So, but first quarter project businesses suffer because there is more expenditure, and the billings, the completion certificates are not provided. The completion certificates typically land up by July, August. You started getting the completion certificates, so the billings have started. And by the end of this year, ma'am, we are expecting, like I said, around a 30 crore revenue. And with that, we should be able to, you know, increase our PAT, which was last year around 2.5 crores, to around 3.5 to 4 crores.
Okay, sir. And my second question on FY28 revenue growth and margin guidance.
FY28?
Yes, sir.
FY28, I believe we will definitely cross 600 crores. Like, we should be in the range of like 630, 640, because we are very aggressively bidding for contracts. We are, our marketing director is now currently in Delhi talking about government contracts. Like, like management attention and management focus is definitely in the range of getting the, you know, crossing 650 by 28. There's no doubt about that. Like, that is definitely
targeted,
fully targeted and completely committed.
Okay, so thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miten Shah, an individual investor. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity again. So, like, you know, I heard a lot of times regarding the mentioning of HDFC Bank as a client as such. And also recent also quite a couple of orders from Reliance and even earlier as well from the group as such. So can you just know what is the contribution from top five clients as such, basically?
Sir, top five clients, so there has been a bit of a reshuffling that we are expecting this year.
Got it.
So Reliance is our top client. So that is, that we are doing around 46 to 47 crores from Reliance itself. Right? Reliance is our top client. And then we have, HDFC Bank, which is at around 18 crores, and then Anjali Jewelers is around 12 crores. We have the airports, which have a combined revenue for around 30 crores annually speaking. One of our contracts, which is the Directorate of Technical Education and Training, that we have applied for a renewal, and we are yet to see the results of that. But we are providing for a loss of that contract. At least from an accounting perspective, we are providing that we may not get the contract, but the time will tell. And that has been applied for. Other than that, Torrent Power has been with us. It's around 6 or 7 crores. Yeah, right.
Apart from that, you see, there would be another kind of change that we could possibly be seeing, and that is because quite a few of the contracts under the new codes are being converted from state minimum wage to central minimum wage. So we will see a significant jump in the total contract value of many of these contracts.
Yeah.
And HDFC Bank, one of them, would also become possibly, will have a much larger share of the total business that we do. And similarly, there are other banks which we are already in discussion with. We have started getting contracts from those banks. So we will say Axis and others, who could actually lead to a higher turnover. And if you look at it this way, then if you look at the governments as a collective, like say the government of West Bengal and the government of Bihar, and if you look at it that way, then and now gradually with the government of Mumbai, Maharashtra for even the CCTV businesses, we could be seeing a very large share of business from each of these states as state governments.
Got it. So Reliance contributing almost 40-45 crores is almost around 8 to 9% of the
yeah,
top
yeah,
line.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And is there something called as client retention rate? How much is the stickiness of client retention rate or something like that? If you can.
There is a bit of an explanation to that.
Correct.
So typically, the one good thing about our industry is that typically. In our industry, the client stickiness is high. So we have typically an average client retention of around 4.5 to 5 years.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
When you say client retention, say suppose you have completed one contract, say, of 4 to 5 years, how much of those customers, renew, from there? Say suppose you had 100 customers. And out of that, say 90 customers renewed post those many contracts, so it is 90% retention rate. In simple layman's language.
We have a very high.
We have a very high. We have more than like 95%.
I think it would be about 96-97%
yeah.
Straight away on the retention rate.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Renewal rate. Renewal rate.
Renewal.
Apart from the retention, the renewal. Most of our contracts. Very few of our contracts are terminated before at least 1, 2, 3 rounds of renewal.
Got it.
But
this recent orders which have been disclosed, regarding Reliance, NESCO and West Bengal government as such, what are the duration of these contracts basically?
Right. So
Reliance
is a yearly renewal contract.
Okay.
That's number one. But it's been with us for almost 14 years now, 14, 15 years. And then we have
Nesco
is also yearly renewal.
But we are already...
Yeah, but we've been serving them for around 3 years. Then, then we have WBACDCL, which we had intimated the exchange about. So that is a 3 year contract. That is a two year contract. And then we did the DDU GKY Orissa, which was a 2 year contract.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, really appreciate it. I mean, once again, thanks for giving the opportunity and thanks for being so candid and so transparent. I really appreciate it and wish you all the best. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of NIS Management Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@greenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Green Advisors, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you, everyone.